getting the big money, huh?
Yes, it's bigger. I have a, an ordinance for introduction tonight. This is to authorize the issuance of $28,500,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the construction and equipping of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The purpose of the bonds is to finance a portion of the cost of the construction of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The bonds are backed by the county's full faith and credit, and is expected that the debt service will be paid from the revenues of the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The term of the bonds is not to exceed 40 years. It is anticipated that the bonds will be sold to the State of Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund and the State Revolving Fund and the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development. This bond issuance is within the legal debt limit of the county. The funding for this project is a mix of bonds, USDA grant, state grant, 21st century, and county grant. And specifically, this was the award last week when USDA came down, last Friday, I believe it was, and did the big presentation of the Angola, of all the funds they're putting to this project. So this is just an introduction of the ordinance.
Introduce it.
Okay. Mr. Rogers introduced it.
Okay.
Thank you, Dee.
Mm-hmm.
Al, good evening.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of council. This evening, we have four requests from Sussex County towns for disbursements from our annual municipal police grant fund. And those four towns are Dewey Beach, Georgetown, Milford, and Seaford. And I'll try to give you some details. Dewey Beach would like a full disbursement of $25,000 for the purchase of a new police car and package. Georgetown also is looking to purchase a new car, but the $25,000 they're requesting will be used for lease payments for three police cars. Milford is requesting $6,683.26 for ammunition. Looks like from their list here that they're replacing all of their ammunition because there's like 36,000 rounds there. They're expecting something we don't know about.
Okay. Stocking up.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't use it enough, it's dry, it dries
out. Yeah,
it gets
dry, that's what it is. And Seaford is requesting $22,533 for a new Dodge Charger police car. So the motion is as follows. Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve grant disbursements to four towns, Dewey Beach, Georgetown, Milford, and Seaford for their annual police fund grant.
Motion, please, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
We moved to second that we approve the local law enforcement grant request from the four towns as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Sir, we also have two requests this evening for the approval of wastewater agreements. The first one is agreement number 903, and the developer in this case is Mr. Bob Burns of Newark, Delaware. The location will be County Road 363, 1/4 mile south of Muddy Neck Road, and this service will be provided in the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District to provide service for 38 townhome units with a connection cost totaling $160,664. We do have in hand approvals from our engineering department as well as Denrec. We're expecting 15 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $15,188.10 and a proposed construction cost totaling $101,254. The supporting motion for this action would be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 903, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Muddy Neck LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the preserves at Jefferson Creek Phase 2, located in the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, please, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve agreement number 903 as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Gentlemen, final request this evening for a sewer agreement is agreement number 904 from the same developer, Mr. Bob Burns of Newark, Delaware. Again, the location is County Road 363, 1/4 mile south of Money Neck Road, again in the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District, but this service will be provided to 12 townhome units and 32 single-family lots. Excuse me. Total service connection charges will be $186,032. We do have in hand approvals from our engineering department and DENREC, expecting 20 days of construction, and we're expecting construction administration and construction inspection costs totaling $19,352.10, with a proposed construction cost totaling $129,014. Supporting motion is as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 904, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Muddy Neck LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the preserves at Jefferson Creek Phase 3, located in the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, please, gentlemen.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve agreement number 904 as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Thank you.
Thanks, Al. Mm-hmm. Good evening, Jim.
Good evening. I have one item tonight.